Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, War of the Words Radio, all new season, episode 120 coming at you, man. And today it's all about Conflict 31, the title fight, brought to you by Store Summer Fight Store, Unique Kennels, Conflict MMA, Omega, much, much more, man. Of course, you know, Conflict 31, bringing the Fight Club series back to Hardyville. You know, this is kind of a full circle. If you look at the fights on Conflict 31's card, man, going down October 24th in Hardyville, what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of people who have come up through the Fight Club series. Yeah, they've probably fought at some other Conflict events, but a lot of these guys have made a great name for themselves and laid stake to the claim of being the best in the amateur divisions right there in the Conflict cage of these Fight Club series. So today we want to jump right in into not one, two, three, but five title fights that are going to be lighting up the second half of this epic card, man. Conflict 31 is ready to tear the roof off Hardyville once again. You know, they've really generated Hardyville into a MMA sort of mecca. There's a lot of guys there. It's just over the state line, so really Georgia heavy, which is great because it's an excellent state for MMA. South Carolina and Georgia really bringing the thunder. So I want to jump into this card a little bit, man. Before we get to the title fights, we've got some great, great fights on the prelim side. Josh Collins is going to make his return again, one of Georgia's favorite fighters. Tyrell Johns, Kevin Archer, excellent heavyweight fight. Olde Martinez making that comeback against the ever-awesome Josh Terry. Excellent guy. We hope to have him on the show. Jonathan Williams, Will Valentine. We got Jackie Williams coming back to the Conflict cage, and he's got a lot of fans. Joe Gibson, one of the most exciting submission guys to watch out there doing his thing. Versus Jose Mellano, an awesome fighter. Hell of a fucking chin and hands. Damian Gaskin coming back. He's one of my favorite AMA guys in the scene right now. I love watching Damian fight. He's got this brawl style, just go after it, get after it. Very excited to see that. Corey Hobbs coming back, Max Barber, Zach Wright. We got a lot of guys. Angelo Grisby. So, you know, each one of these guys has such a huge fan base, and they've done so much on the scene that this is one of those AMA prelim cards that is just, it's just stacked, man. If you know the region like I do, or even close, then you know what I'm talking about. And if that's not enough, then we've got a 135 title fight for the vacant Conflict title there against Michael Mullen and Alvin Simmons. I have a little Georgia versus South Carolina there. The flyweight title fight, epic, man. Malik Harris just been on an absolute tear through the flyweight division, and now he's set to face David Devant, the last guy to beat him. It's an epic rematch. Last year was fight of the year, and we'll get into that a little bit more. At 170, for the title, we've got Carl Crawford taking on Lindsey Jones. Above that, Mark Trader taking on the longtime champ, Kobe Wall. And then the main event, Georgia versus Georgia, man, champ Johnny Williams defends his title against the Fireball Kid himself, Robbie Collins. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, man. And I want to go ahead and jump right in and take a look at some of these. Starting off with what was going to be today's guest, Mark Trader, was unable to make it. Had some training and some crossover differences. You know, we've got a couple hours between us. If you guys don't know, I am still in Hawaii, so there's about 6 hours between us. But let's jump on this, man. Mark Trader, you know, won his last fight in dominating fashion, calls out Kobe Wall at a weight class above. And one thing we know about Trader is he comes for real, he comes hard, and it's hard to stop this guy. He's at an all-new camp, training at American Top Team Low Country with Malachi Friedman and a ton of other killers, man. The guy is one hell of a challenger for anybody. At 5-1, I think that he really excites people because you never, each Mark Trader fight is completely different. Each one goes left, right, and they're always incredibly exciting. You know, he's, if you look at his wins, he finishes fights early. You know, he's got KO submissions. His, in his last fight, a dominating ground and pound ground out submission win, gets on the mic and calls out 10-0 Kobe Wall, longtime conflict champion. He's defeated some of the best around, whether we're talking about Kyle Young, Kevin Sunken, Kamar Brown, Bart Weeks. I mean, these are heavy names, and Kobe Wall's been able to put all of these guys away. And we'll be looking to defend that title. He himself comes from that GSU CTC background with that camp. He's an amazing fighter, and as we saw in the last fight, he's absolutely never out of the fight. You know, a lot of people felt Bart Weeks was winning their five-round war back at Conflict 28, and Kobe Wall was able to pull out the armbar in the fifth and final round, proving that he literally means what he says when he says you're going to have to kill him. So this is one of these epic title fights going down in Hardeeville, October 24th. And remember, if you guys haven't got your tickets yet, you can get with any of your favorite fighters that are on the card. You can go to conflictmma.com. You can even check out the link on this site or on this this episode of War of the Words. It's got all the information for you to be in-house for this epic card, man. You definitely don't want to miss Trader versus Kobe Wall. I got a good feeling that whoever wins this fight is going to have to fight Eddie Miller next. So keep an eye out, man, because this thing is far from over. You know, we wish both the guys the best of luck. I think it is truly one of the most exciting title fights to be made this year, especially for both guys. I know it's a lot of respect for each other. They've had some time with each other in the gym before. So I think this is really going to be a dynamic fight against two of the greatest to do it, and both on the cusp of going pro. So I think that also says a lot and is going to add a lot of fire. So, yeah, epic, right? And if that wasn't enough, we can jump right to the next title fight. We've got Malik Harris. This guy has just been dominating the scene really ever since Conflict 23 when he took this loss to David Devant, who will be challenging him in a rematch on this very card. I keep saying that it's like a split, but I think Devant actually submitted him in the third round. I have to double check that. But point being is that Malik Harris, he just defeated Chad May, who's considered one of the best flyweights in the Southeast, to win the Conflict flyweight title. And now here we are, a year later. And this fight, original Malik Harris versus David Devant, won fight of the year on the amateur side here in the Southeast. It was an incredible war. Man, exactly as they said. You know, you've got these guys that talk about how they're willing to lay down and die for this and that. These guys actually did that, man. I was there in-house, and it was one of the most incredible battles that I've seen, whether we're talking pros or ammies. So I know that, you know, you think about the dynamics of this rematch. Now it's a title fight. Now Malik, not only is he out, you know, for revenge, but he has a title to defend. David Devant on the other side, I mean, he has to feel like, I've beat this guy before. Not taking anything for granted, but I'm this close to a conflict title. And maybe looking to get a more sound victory or perhaps continue to prove why he is considered one of the best. Of course, David coming also coming out of that CTC. You got a lot of Champions Training Center heavy fighters on this card. When you're this close to the border between South Carolina and Georgia, can't be helped because they do it big down there. So this is going to be a massive title fight right here. That cannot be missed. It will be as on fire as Trader and David Devant. Going to be awesome. Up next, after that, and I think this is a really intriguing match at 170 title, we've got the champ Lindsey Jones, who last time we saw him won a TKO victory over Eddie Miller. It was a good fight. First round, Eddie Miller comes out. He, you know, kind of laid a bit of a game plan down. Second round, hands went to flying, and Eddie got clipped. It's on the amateur side, you know. So, however you want to take it, props out to Lindsey Jones for winning that fight and the title. Not only that, But also putting guys on his resume like Kaven Sunkins, Brian Basford, a lot of these guys out here doing big work. And now he's going to face Carl Crawford, also working with those CTC guys. And this guy has been on an absolute tear. Conflict staple. I think he is 6-2, something to that effect. He's a grinder. He's really gritty. We just saw him at Conflict 30 dominate DeMarco Drake, came away with that with a second-round submission, if I'm not mistaken. And these guys are going to do war. Look, if there's one thing I learned about Lindsey Jones is that this guy is crafty and he has some laser hands. You know, this guy knows right where to put them. He's got great head movement, solid jabs, and he does well on the ground, which is going to have to come into play a lot because Carl Crawford, he brings the volume and he brings that high pace. He's one of those guys with these gas tanks that just gets in there, gets gritty, gets ugly, and makes it happen and just takes the fight. So when you look at these two guys, two of the best to do it, it wouldn't be happening in conflict cages if that wasn't the case. They're going to square off, and I'm telling you, this is not the the fight to miss. You know, there's a reason that Lindsey Jones and Carl Crawford are having this fight right there October 24th in Hardeeville. It's right there on the Georgia line, and both of these guys command a huge arsenal of fans, Lindsey Jones especially, some of the best to ever do it out of Georgia he works with, and Carl Crawford with Moose and Corbray and all those guys. So this is like a clash of the elite right here. Both guys, amazing fighters, no doubt going to see guys like Lindsey Jones in the UFC in the future. So make sure to keep your eye on that fight as well. And then, if that wasn't enough for you, including the 135 fight over the vacant conflict title between Alvin Simmons and Michael Mullen, two awesome dudes. Again, another Georgia versus South Carolina battle. In the main event, we have Johnny Williams, the current conflict champ, at 6-2, taking on 5-0 undefeated Robbie Cullum. Now, this fight, I think this fight is a main event for several reasons. Number one, right off the bat, these guys are two of the most successful fighters, not just in the conflict cage, but in the game, in the Southeast. Both of these guys have been commanding a ton of views, a ton of fans. They sell out these venues, and man, people are just feeling these guys. And I'm here to tell you, Johnny Williams, an amazing fighter, puts on stellar performances. We just saw him defeat Paul Teague before that in a title defense. Before that, he won the title from Zach Cooper, somebody that a fighter that many people out here feel is definitely a UFC talented level fighter. Defeated Robert Solomon, Donald Smith, George Baker. There's a lot of guys out there, and he puts people away. You know, he has a grinding, gritty style, kind of like Carl Crawford, but the guy knows his submission game, and he's no slouch with the hands either. And you know, there's a reason he's the defending two-time conflict champion. You know, and then in comes the Shamrock Kid, the Fireball, 5-0 Robbie Cullum, which I think is a guy who almost every fight he has, people feel like this is going to be the one, and he continues to prove them wrong. Not only does he, but I think it's interesting that he entered the game as a wrestler with almost no formal boxing or striking training, and yet, if I'm not mistaken, all but one of his fights have been ended due to TKO, and I think three of them were in the first round on top of that. So what we've got here is we've got a durable, tenacious fighter who commands the grappling and the submissions in Johnny Williams. And then we've got a wrestler, elite-level wrestler, with very naturally heavy and precise hands in Robbie Cullum. So when we match these two up, you know, I kind of look at it as you know, who can get it to the ground and who can dominate there, or who can keep it on the feet and expose the other one. You know, this is one of those fights where we're going to have to see the two clash to see who dominates the ground game, because both guys have such a high level canvas time that it you just can't say. We haven't seen the kind of submission game from Robbie on the mat as we have from Johnny, but we have seen some very, very serious ground and pound from Robbie on the canvas. And those two, you know, the alchemy behind that equation is going to be an amazing thing to watch. And when we get to the hands, we've seen Johnny, hell of a chin. He's got great and always advancing striking. You know, that's one of those things. I mean, if you're a part of CTC, it's just going to happen. So every time we see Johnny Williams, he has a better and better stand-up game. Great kicks. Johnny Williams has some really, really good kicks. We flip over to Robbie Colum, and as far as the stand-up, he does a great job of stuffing takedowns. And he's a little more boxing, a little more traditional with the striking, with the boxing. We don't see a whole lot of kicks from Robbie, but we do see a lot of first-round stoppages. And I think that says a lot. Now, we have not seen from Johnny Williams. Both of his losses came via decision. So we have never seen Johnny Williams be stopped in any fashion before. The closest that I can remember was his fight with Eddie Miller. It was a little bit dominant on Eddie's side, but, you know, Eddie comes anywhere from 155 to 170. And even Johnny Williams showed that he could hang with someone who was much bigger and stronger, which I think says a lot, because Colum is a tough kid, gritty kid, and he has a lot on his side and a lot to prove, too. And I think both guys, you know, the 145 title, this main event, here, it's like these fights are like gateway fights. There's so many people at 145 that are amazing. And Robbie Colum said it to me the other day, said, you know, this title fight is a gateway to all the other fights the fans want to see. And, you know, I think that's true. I think with, so many talented people, the first guy that comes to mind, Malcolm Stanley, but even Mark Trader is actually 145. There's a ton of other guys. Then they've been kind of calling one another out or eyeballing one another from across the events for quite a while now. And no matter which way this goes, not only are we being blessed with an amazing main event between two of the best to do it, but this title fight is going to lead to some incredible matches that I think a lot of fans have been salivating for in the future and in 2006. It's going to be a great 2016. Just looking at these title fights, no matter who wins each one of these, we are going to have an amazing Fight Club series in 2016 with these titles, because the challengers are legit, the challengers are champion level and championship worthy, and all the champions are amazing conflict guys. And guys from other promotions, too, who have come and proven themselves, some of them defending for the first time, some of them defending for the third or fourth time. And you got guys like Johnny Williams, Kobe Wall, and a lot of these guys. What's interesting is there's a mix of challengers and champions in here that train together. We've got one or two champs that are training with some of the challengers. We've got a couple of the challengers on one side that train with some of the champs that are defending, from about three or four major different camps. And this is going to prove to play out to be pretty amazing, because you basically have three or four of what I would consider some of the best facilities and camps all strategizing and breaking out fight logistics against one another, supporting one another. And when you have groups of guys that are going to fight together, you know, you get that you get a higher degree of that steel on steel in their fight camps and in their training, because not only are they supporting each other mentally, but they're actually all preparing at the same time for fights. And now you can imagine that in just a regular fight card, and you've got a bunch of guys who are training together to fight, how much that increases their expense, how well they've trained. And now take that and add the fact that it's defending titles or fighting to try to get the title. And this just becomes an all-out inferno from the top to the bottom. I mean, there's no way that Conflict 31, once they flip to the main event, that anyone is going to float away from that cage or even be able to take their eyes off it, because it is going to be some incredibly elite-level MMA. And, you know, guys, I got to tell you, I know that, you know, I talk a lot about conflict, a lot about fighters, a lot about the guys, and You know, this is as real as it gets. This is true stuff. You know, I'm a fan too. I don't, we don't do this radio show because it, you know, puts money in anchor in our pockets, or because people tell us to, or because we're part of something other than the fan base in this community, which is an amazing fan base. And we like to get in here and talk to these fighters that we love and that we crave, you know. So when I say these cards, especially this Conflict 31 card, is amazing, you know, it's definitely something that we mean. It's not something that we're, you know, being paid to say. You know, so I hope you've enjoyed taking the sort of quick walk down through this title fight alley, if you will. Five title fights on one card is just absolutely stunning. And I think that's, you know, that's part of the magic of is going on the 31st or at Conflict 31, October 24th. It's not very often that we have such a big break between titles or between events. So, you know, I know these Conflict fans are super hungry. And once we hit this Conflict 31 on the 24th, there's like three more cards behind it. You know, a Conflict just landed in an amazing venue in Myrtle Beach. All of the best fighters in Myrtle Beach are on this card. You know, I know there's some other organizations out there. I heard that Warfare MMA, who I think many people have thought was defunct or had gone to the wayside, announced a card there in Myrtle Beach. I think it might actually be on the 24th. I looked it up yesterday. It had two tentative fights on it, and that was about it. So I can tell you, man, if you're a fan of MMA in Myrtle Beach and you have not gone to a Conflict event, catch this November 7th card in Myrtle Beach. You'll recognize immediately a lot of these fighters. They're some of the best to ever do it in Myrtle Beach. You got Derek Brown, you've got Kennington in there, you got so many guys, the Jeremiah Scott. I mean, it's just a plethora, it's a array of the of some of the best to ever do it down there on the beach. So make sure to get to that event as well. That's Conflict 32. Then we've got Conflict 33 already planned out, if I'm not mistaken. Conflict 33 is Colombia. That's right. They're going back to Colombia. That's November 5th. And then a week later, rounding out the year, Conflict 34 in Charleston at the Memminger, December 12th, a venue that the Conflict has just turned into an absolute palace of MMA fucking action. So make sure to check in on that. We've got a couple of minutes left, so I want to give a quick shout out to Sore Summit Fight Store, longtime friends and family of War of the Words. Same thing with Unique Kennels, Omega Attire, The Cut Medic, Rehydrate. Make sure to check out all those guys. You know, the Fight Club series began as a concept to deliver a platform for amateur fighters to find themselves in the cage, test their skills, and bringing the trimmings and all that comes with a Conflict fight night. You know, they traded in the high-end venues for these amazing spots where the personal with a lot of their favorite fighters, because we find that the Emmys, they're so connected to the scene that the fans really love that, you know. At the Vault, it brings so – this card in particular, like I said, it's kind of a first full circle card, you know. So many journeys that began in that very cage or on a Fight Club fight night. Guys who debuted months in Fight Slayer are now returning to challenge for the title, or maybe a title that they've gotten that they're about to defend. Every fight matters on this card. Every fight, period, across the Southeast matters. But Conflict 31 holds some of the most important matches to be made this year, in my opinion, and especially with these five title fights capping this off. So make sure that you guys are in-house, man, that you can get tickets again at ConflictMMA.com. You can call 843-603-1115. If you're looking for a great table, kick back with that extra flavor, and you want to make yourself a VIP, or if you're a local business or want to sponsor and get in on all the great things Conflict is doing, literally the largest regional MMA promotion here in our area in the Southeast. I assure you by the end of next year, it will encompass probably two more states to add on to the three they already go into. But you can call 912-844-1311 to be a part of this Conflict family, man. And again, man, get yourself there. It's more than a meet and greet. You know, it's more than just a bunch of guys punching each other in the face. This is MMA. This is the lifeblood of the sport, and this is conflict, man. So make sure not to miss it. Excellent prelim card. The 135 title fight between Michael Mullen and Alvin Simmons. We've got the flyweight rematch, an epic rematch of last year's fight of the year between champ Malik Harris, challenger David Devant. Carl Crawford is stepping in to fight the laser-accurate champ Lindsey Jones right out of Macon, Georgia, coming right over the line for that 170 gold. At 155, we've got the always enigmatic and interesting and ever-evolving Mark Trader taking on the probably conflict's most dominant champ, at least unquestionably on the amateur side. In Kobe Wall, firing out of Statesboro. And then we get to the main event, the Shamrock Kid, Robbie Colum, put in the money where his mouth is, taking on Johnny Williams for that 145 title. And listen, guys, this is going to be epic. The Music Vault is going to have the shing. They're going to have to call in. They're going to have to hit up Angie's List and get some serious reconstruction done, because conflict is going to blow that place away, man. And with that, I got to tell you, other than that, we're going to get out of here, man. Stay tuned with us all this week. We will be catching up with Mark Trader. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a top-to-bottom-to-top scenario. So we're going to catch up with all of the champs and the challengers as we go by episode to episode. Then we're going to drop down and get with all of the great prelim fighters and talk about the fight. And then as we float into fight week and get close to October 24th, we'll have the champs and the challengers back around to see where they are since the first time we talked to them, essentially when their fight camp began, although for some of them, it never stops. So on behalf of myself and all the beautiful people, and all of you especially, I'm R. Eric Ellison. This is the new season of War of the Words. We'll catch you later on in the week.